Hello. Today is November 27th, 2005, and you're listening to Speaking of History, podcast number 10. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm in Liberty, Missouri, and I have a special episode for you today. Last week, I was in Kansas City at the National Social Studies Conference, and one of the things that I did at the conference was go around and talk to some of the different exhibitors in the exhibit floor, and I have six interviews for you today, short interviews, about 2 minutes or 3 minutes each, from different people that I talked to on the exhibition floor. So those of you that were unable to attend the conference, hopefully you'll learn a little bit about some of the people that were there to share some of their ideas and products. The people that I've talked to were from Save Our History, from the History Channel, a great program for writing grants if you're looking into some historical preservation in your community. The National History Club, a free organization, which I think I'm going to try and start a chapter of in my own building. Oxford Press, they create and publish the book that I use in my classroom as a textbook, A History of Us. Colonial Williamsburg, and by the way, they have a great podcast if you haven't been over to Colonial Williamsburg. They talk about historical aspects of what they do, recreating history on a daily basis in Colonial Williamsburg. I was on the C-SPAN bus also and talked to them a little bit about the C-SPAN bus. Very cool. I do have a picture on the blog of me sitting inside the bus. And then also a representative from the Federal Reserve System talking about various economic resources that you can use as a teacher. So here are the six interviews that I have. I have six additional ones that I'll include on a future podcast. I've included links on the show notes if you'd like to find out more about one of these different resources. And as always, if you'd like to contact me here, you can reach me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So here we go with the interviews. Enjoy, and let me know what you think. All right, I'm here at the Save Our History booth talking to Spencer Rice, and he's going to explain a little bit about the Save Our History project.
Thanks, Eric. I'm here representing the History Channel, and we're talking about the Save Our History program, which is a project all about incorporating local history into the classroom. We worked with the NCSS this year to create a series of 10 lesson plans, all based on significant pieces of American history content. And the lesson plans have activities with local history applications. And this program's been around for about 3 years now. It's based on the History Channel's Save Our History television program, which runs quarterly on the network and focuses on issues of historic preservation. We're trying to get kids to basically look into their local communities and see the important neighborhoods, buildings, documents, events, and places, and understand that they're a part of history, to learn about their local history, and hopefully to actively engage them in the preservation of their history. As a part of this program, we have two very important contests, or components, I should say. One's a contest called the Save Our History National Honors, where we give away 25 $1,000 prizes to teachers who creatively incorporate local history into the classroom. And the other is a student component of that contest. We give away 25 $1,000 prizes to students who submit projects that help document or preserve their local history. All information, criteria, guidelines, entry forms are available at www.saveourhistory.com. The deadline for submitting an application this year is April 7th. We've also got another component of Save Our History. It's a grant program. Every year we give away $250,000 in grants of up to $10,000 to history organizations that partner with schools on more intensive projects, projects that can last almost a full year, that help kids learn about a significant aspect of their local history and also to preserve it. And the application deadline for that program will be available, listed at saveourhistory.com. It'll be approximately May of this year, and grants will be announced in June, and we'll fund them for the entire year following. And it's an annual program, so check back in with us every year and learn more about our program. You can sign up to receive our 10 monthly lesson plans at saveourhistory.com. Request a copy of our Educator's Manual, which is a 48-page resource that has all kinds of materials, information about projects, instructional how-to guides, articles from leading national preservation organizations and institutions, and just pretty much a wealth of information about incorporating local history into the classroom.
All right. Thanks, Spencer. A great resource and a great way to get your students involved in local history. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with Bob Mason of the National History Club, and he's going to explain a little bit about his activity.
National History Club was formed in March of 2002 to promote the reading, writing, discussion, and enjoyment of history among secondary students and their teachers. And what we do is we bring together middle and high school history club chapters from around the country who want to share their ideas and activities with each other and learn from each other. And the way that we do that is some of the clubs that join the National History Club are already active. They've been around for 5 to 10 years. And they join our club, and some of the clubs that have recently joined are new ones that have formed in the past 6 months to a year. And what we do is bring all these clubs together. We produce a biannual newsletter, which we send around to each club, and each member gets their own newsletter, so that what we want to do through this newsletter is to help each club learn from each other. And the newsletter is 12 pages long. It has information about the different club activities. It has information about the History Student of the Year, which we started in the spring of 2005, which each club picks their History Student of the Year, and then that winner receives a copy of a history book. And last year's book was David Hackett Fisher's Washington's Crossing, and it was autographed by Professor Fisher, and it was sent around to each History Student of the Year. So that's basically what we do right now, and now we're just trying to get as many middle school and high school history kids, or kids, interested in history. So now we have about 5,000 members right now, 180 clubs in 38 states. So we're happy with the progress, and we're hoping that down the road we can build up those numbers even more.
So for audio listeners, can you give them a web address where they can get more information from you?
It's www.tcr.org, and my email address is Nason, N as in Nancy, A-S-S-O-N, at tcr.org if you have any questions.
Thanks, Bob. Right, I'm here with Nancy Toff of Oxford University Press, and she's going to explain some of the resources available for history teachers that teach American history.
Well, the core for our middle school program is Joy Hakem's History of Us, which is the path-breaking 11-volume series. It's a narrative series, has an extra source book with it, and this is history as a story well told. Joy is famous in the social studies community now, and she's won NCSS prizes, the Michener Prize. She's out there on the circuit doing teacher education and speaking to educational groups, and she's done a marvelous service to social studies. And then as the world's oldest university press, we have many other scholarly resources, everything from detailed monographs for teachers who want to do microhistories, up through college surveys, different kinds of readers. We have a large young adult program where we do a lot of work in with different museums and different nonprofits. We work with the Southern Poverty Law Center. We have a history of the civil rights movement. Right now we're working on an annotated constitution with Don Ritchie from the Senate Historical Office, which Annenberg is working with us to produce, and we will have some other things coming out like that. We worked with the National Archives on their Our Documents project. It's been a very successful book. It works really well in classrooms at all levels because different students can attack a document from different angles, from the very simple up to the much more sophisticated, and they can start with the excerpts that are there and then go on to a fuller treatment of the Social Security Act if they want to go through all 768 pages, but we give them the core. So we have a lot of interesting projects all written by scholars so that you have the level of Oxford scholarship but also really well written. So it's not just a bunch of historical facts. We have historical narrative that really brings the kids in. Lots of primary source books. We have a series called Pages from History, which are collections of primary sources on the American Revolution, the colonial period, all the way up through both American history and world history. So we just published modern Japan and 20th century China, but those also overlap with U.S. history and all the eras and themes of American history.
All right. And we actually, in our classroom, use the History of Us, and the students really enjoy it. It's almost kind of an off-the-cuff type history. It's not the dry type history that you usually see in a textbook. And this is the first year we really included it in all my classes, and they really enjoy it a lot. Is there a place where they can, where teachers can go to view some of your resources online?
The easiest way is just go to the Oxford University Press website, which is www.oup.com/ www.historyofusa.
All right.
So that will get you there, and then there are many subsites on that. There's the K-12 site underneath that, or you can search by subject area, or you can search by level.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
I'm here on the exhibit floor with Bill White of Colonia Williamsburg, and he's going to tell you a little bit about some resources for American history teachers.
Well, good to meet you. Colonia Williamsburg is the largest living history museum in the world. The 18th century capital of the colony of Virginia, a place where Thomas Jefferson and Madison and Mason and George Washington walked the streets and helped create the American Republic. For the last 10 years, we've been working to take our museum program out around the country, the world, to teachers. So we do a variety of things. Every summer we bring teachers to Colonia Williamsburg for a teacher institute, a week-long living history experience in the museum to learn the techniques that we use in a living history museum, figure out how to take those back to their classroom. We also provide a really great website, which is www.history.org. So go there, look for the teacher materials. We've got a really rich series of primary sources and lesson plans, materials, online activities for kids. We also have been publishing a variety of different materials to send out. We do videotape, we do interactive CD-ROMs, lesson plans and materials. One of the really great pieces we've done are a series of hands-on history kits, which are artifact kits. We have one that's a lady's pocket. What did a lady carry in her pocket, or a soldier carry in a haversack, or a slave carry in a bag? We're coming out with a new one, which will be focused on Native Americans. And so all the artifacts go into the bag, and kids can pull out the artifacts one by one, identify those, and then figure out who is carrying this bag, a way to use artifacts in the classroom. We do a series of electronic field trips, a live television broadcast from Colonia Williamsburg 7 times a year. The electronic field trip series by Colonia Williamsburg, each program has its own dedicated website with web materials and activities. You can pick up the program in many places around the country on your local PBS station or educational television channel. Registered schools can also log in and have the program streamed to them live. We do the program live, and so during the program, kids are calling in to talk with us and ask the characters they've seen in the historical drama questions, have the characters interact with them. It's what a museum is about, is that kind of one-on-one interaction. And Colonia Williamsburg is about that founding story, about the principles that created this nation, and how they've endured over time, how we've all become engaged in the conversation about those founding principles and how they're relevant to every American citizen today. American history is how children learn to be American citizens. Those are the stories of citizens engaged in their communities. The Virginia Declaration of Rights was June of 76. The Virginia Declaration of Rights is adopted in Williamsburg, and the first of those focuses says that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator. The 13th resolution, called for every Virginian, every American, to frequently go back and measure themselves against the fundamental principles of the Republic. And that's what history teachers do. That's what civics teachers do. Help students to always go back and measure themselves against those fundamental principles. Be good citizens. That's the story of Williamsburg. So come and join us, www.history.org.
All right. Thank you, Bill. That's one of my favorite places to go. Spent a couple weeks there a couple years ago, and I wish I could take all my students every year to Williamsburg for a week and just let them soak it all in. So thank you for sharing with us.
Sure.
All right, I'm right now inside the C-SPAN bus that many of you have probably seen on TV. It's right here in the exhibit hall, and I'm talking with the representative here, Cristino Grego, and he's going to tell you a little bit about the C-SPAN bus and what they do.
Well, what we're doing here today is we're talking to social studies teachers from all over the country, allowing them to come into one of our two production vehicles / demonstration vehicles. And basically what they're getting is a good glimpse of view into what C-SPAN does from a production side, also from just an education point of view. As you know, we're a nonprofit education-based organization, so we have a commitment to social studies teachers. We want to bring this product called C-SPAN, which is free of charge, no cost associated with it, copyright-free, and it's based on standards. So we wanted to build what we do every day, which is cover our government, put it together so teachers can then translate that into their classroom as a supplement to their curriculum, to their syllabus, and stuff like that. So when you come through the bus, you'll see a control room with our audio section, where the director would sit. We also have glass doors that we can close to make the studio part soundproof, where we have two DVC Pro cameras, and we can do interviews in there. We've had former President Clinton on the bus, as well as Bush when he was governor on the bus. And we do all kinds of fun things with it. We can go live from this bus as long as we have an uplink truck, a satellite uplink. And we've been doing this for 13 years, been to all 50 states, all 50 state capitals. We've talked to closely, I think at last count, close to 197,000 students in our tours, as well as we're on the road 11 months out of the year. So we're always traveling, love to visit with schools and teachers and educators. And it's just another way that C-SPAN wants to get outside of Washington to expose people to what their government is doing or not doing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got to ask, you said all 50 states, so how did you get this thing to Hawaii?
Well, that's good that you asked that. That's one of the top three most asked questions. One is, do you stay on the bus? How do you get to Hawaii? And where do you sleep? All that sort of stuff. So we got it to Hawaii on a big barge. Wow. We actually rented some space on a big barge, and it took about a week to get there, and then we were in Hawaii for 3 weeks, and we took a ferry to Alaska, and that was, I think, a 2 to 3 day ferry ride, and we were there for 3 weeks as well, and we're trying to get back.
To Alaska?
To Alaska, yeah. And Hawaii. Huh. We'd love to.
Wow. All right. Well, this is very interesting, and thanks for taking some time with me. If the C-SPAN bus comes to your neighborhood, definitely try and stop by and take a look. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I'm here with Scott Guild of the Federal Reserve System of Boston, and he's going to talk a little bit about some resources for educators here that we're talking to him here at the National Social Studies Conference.
Yeah, we participate in the National Council of Social Studies and other national conferences as well as regional conferences. I'm the Director of Economic Education at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, but we have pretty much all the other 12 banks represented either in the products that we have here or the people that are here hawking our products. The newest product we have is the FederalReserveEducation.org, which is our educational portal, has a redesign. And so we have a DVD here today that we are handing out to people and other promotional material. On that DVD is a way to navigate on the new website, because it is very different, as well as the Fed Today video and lesson plans, just like that teacher is picking up right there. However, that is just one of the many products that we produce as a system and make available on that. Our San Francisco bank has produced a video called Open and Operating that you can get, again, going through the FederalReserveEducation.org website that has a video and lesson plans, because what we've discovered is we produced a lot of products, but the important thing is how you turn that product into a classroom instructional tool. So we're getting smarter and better at doing that. San Francisco has now developed about a 15-minute video on open and operating, what the Fed did to keep us liquid, so that's liquidity, that's the economic concept, after 9/11. St. Louis Bank has a product called In Plain English, which is basically a non-Greenspanian way of saying what the Fed is really like, so people really understand what the Fed is like. And they're going to animate that particular product. So for elementary school level folks, they'll take this material, which we believe is, you know, readable like a newspaper, eighth grade level reading, and make it also applicable and then use as an instructional tool for elementary schools. The Boston Fed, which I happen to be from, has a newsletter called The Ledger. And in The Ledger, we do some very interesting things. The latest product we have is a six-unit piece that we're doing on the economics of entertainment. The first piece is addressing the economic concept of markets. Sometimes it's very difficult for teachers to get across the kind of abstract concept of markets. So we're using the idea of music that kids understand and talk about local music, regional music, national music, and international music, like the effect of the Beatles that had on markets. And market is a sort of free voluntary trade between people that's a win-win situation. Our Philadelphia Bank has a history of central banking, which is a very nice and colorful piece. Philadelphia and Boston are known as sort of the history banks. We have a day in the life of FOMC and a number of different products that you can get when you come to NCSS, NCEE, and the National Business Education Association, NBEA. So those are the tools that we have, and let me keep in mind that when you come to the Fed and the educational portal, we provide economics material to some extent, definitely material about Fed, which we call Fed Ed. We also have personal finance material, so that there's material almost for anybody, whether you're a business educator, personal finance, consumer resource teacher, economics teacher, AP teacher in history, etc. I think we have something for everyone.
Is there a place for them to sign up so they can stay current with all the new things that are coming out?
Yes, I thank you for bringing that up. If you go on to economiceducation.org, which is our website, you can then sign up for any of these new products that are emerging right now and new ones that will be coming in the future.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.
Well, there you have it, podcast number 10, a special soundseeing tour from the National Social Studies Conference in Kansas City. If you'd like to reach me again, the email address is speakingofhistory@gmail.com, and you can view the website and see all the show note links at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.